lines are open right now at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Our local number is available.
That number is 772-221-1100.
And you can also go online to our website today at WCNO.com. That's WCNO.com. And it's time now for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner, right there in Fort Pierce, Florida. He's going to be sharing with us here in just a moment. But do take the time today to go to your phone, make that pledge. If you haven't renewed your giving, please do that today. It would make a big difference in what we're able to accomplish. The toll-free number one more time, Karen.
888-221-8990.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force, and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499.
También hablamos en español.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of-
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
We want independence in every area of our life. We want it in our finances. We want it in our jobs. We want it in our families. We want it in our careers. We value independence. But listen to me. That is the world's mentality. That's not God's mentality. God did not build us to be independent. He built and designed us to be interdependent, to count on each other. Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. He said, "The hand can never say to the feet, 'I don't need you.' And the ears can't say to the eyes, 'You are not necessary for me.'" In other words, I need people in my life. You need people in your life. Our text in Acts says this, "And they were devoted." Everybody say devoted. That Greek word right there is koinonia. It literally means that they had something in common. They had a shared life. They were committed to being connected, and they were committed to doing life together. Not separate, but doing life together. So let me give you number one. You ready? You can write this down. Number one, you were designed for community. You were designed for community. Genesis 2:18, God makes this statement. Now listen to this. Now he's got a world that he's taken and he's put back in order. He's got a garden that's perfect. Somebody say the garden's perfect. And he's got a man that he created. And this man is created in his image and in his likeness. How would you say that's pretty perfect? Huh? He's in a perfect garden, in a perfect world, and he's created in the image and the likeness of God. Pretty good situation. That's better than most of us have had it, right? And there's Adam in the garden, and God puts him in a perfect garden, in a perfect world, and Adam is made in the image and the likeness of God. Then God looks at him, and this is what he says. "It is not good for man to be alone." Out of a perfect situation, he says, "It is not good for man to be alone." Now watch this. It's a perfect environment. Are you seeing this? Here's the creator of the heavens and the earth, who created man so that he could have communion with man. God created mankind because God wanted a family. God did not create mankind just so he could sit around and say, "Now I got somebody to talk to." God desired, as an expression of love, to create an existing human race that was in his likeness and his image to be part of his family, because God wanted communion. So that tells you right there that if you are created in the image of God, he already built you for communion. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. God said, "I created him for community." And then he said to the man, "It's not good that you're alone. You need some community." Touch somebody and say, "We need some community. We need some community." Our default position oftentimes as believers is that we believe we don't need anybody except God. We get the revelation that God's good to us. We love him and he loves me. I can hang out in the garden. It's just me and God in the garden in a perfect environment. He made me perfect. He shed his blood for me. I got Jesus and Jesus has got me. I'm good to go. No. He created you to have community with other people. It doesn't end right there. Amen. You say, "Pastor, well, I understand that. All I need is Jesus, just me and Jesus. If it could just be me and Jesus." Listen, most of the time when we preach the Bible, we preach about the individuals that do great works. We talk about Noah and Elijah and Elisha, Moses and David and Paul and Peter. You know why we do that? Because we put an emphasis and a value more on personal faith than we do on corporate faith. We like our heroes. It's a cultural thing, I'm telling you. We love our heroes. We don't just do it with faith. We value personal anointing on somebody's life more than we value corporate anointing. Benny Hinn does a crusade. Thousands of people everywhere. Everybody's worshiping. Everybody's praising. Benny Hinn walks out and everybody's like, "Ooh, it's Benny." The choir sings. But do you know that if Benny walked out into an empty auditorium, wouldn't nothing be happening? The reason why he walks out into an atmosphere like that is because there's 20,000 people in arena who have just worshiped God for an hour and a half and have got their faith level corporately lifted up, and there's a corporate anointing in the house, and Benny comes in with the anointing of God on his life and steps into a corporate anointing, and miracles begin to happen. So it really ain't about Benny, it's really about God. Is this all right? We cannot put the emphasis on personal anointing. Because it doesn't matter how many times I preach the word and how anointed it is in here. What sets the heart for receiving the word is when we come in here and we worship and the Spirit of God and the manifested presence of God begins to move on your heart to prepare you to hear a word that is preached. It's not my anointing. Am I anointed? Yes. Are you anointed? Yes. But it's the word of God that does the work, because you've been anointed to receive the word in an atmosphere that is charged by faith. So truthfully, I'm really not that great of a preacher. We're just having a good time in here with Jesus. Amen. And with each other. Come on, somebody. Amen. Listen to me. A personal anointing will never, ever, ever get you in the promised land. A personal anointing can get you out of Egypt. I can get up here and preach the salvation message and get you free from bondage and get you free from sin. And the power of the word of God will cut into your heart and you'll get saved. But to step into the promised land, it couldn't take a Moses. Moses couldn't get them there. The Bible says it took Joshua and a team of people. There was a corporate anointing on his congregation to go in and possess the land. That's why Jason cannot take Truth Church and change the city of Fort Pierce and change the Treasure Coast. But a people in this house that are full of the anointing of God can come together in faith and come together under the anointing of God, and we can change this community with a team of people that are in unity. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. And the reason why is because God will not let you live your entire life without being dependent on other people. You cannot live your destiny until you learn how to be dependent on people and love people. Come on, help me somebody. Interdependency is God's plan and God's format. I need you in my life. You need me in your life. You need each other in your life. Touch somebody and say, I need you in my life. Praise the Lord. And this ain't a reference to just being married. This is for every single person in here too. Listen, God hates loneliness. Loneliness is not from God. You got people all over this room that say, well, I'm not alone. I work with crazy people all day long. I'm not alone. They drive me nuts. I'm on the phone all day with people. I don't know. Well, here's the truth. You could be in a building with 5,000 people and still be alone. Come on, amen. Because being in the middle of a big crowd does not mean that you are connected to anybody. God hates loneliness. You can be married for 40 years and be nothing more than roommates and still be alone. We need community. Somebody say, I need community. How many of you ever heard anybody say this? I've been going to this church for 3 years and I can't even name five people's name. I wonder if we just started passing the microphone around, if everybody in here held that microphone, could you name five people in here that you got a relationship with? Woo. I know some of you are counting right now. One, two, three. Ooh, I got seven. I must be anointed. No, you must work here. Is that too much truth? The bottom line is we become very content to live without one of the things that God says is a major key to our development and to our victory as believers. And that's learning how to be Jesus to each other. Learning how to love each other. Is everybody all right? We good?
Hey, folks. I hope the word that you're hearing is ministering to you today. My heart is that the transforming power of this word is changing you from the inside out. And I just want to say thank you for being a faithful listener. I want to take this break right now and ask you to take a minute to do your part to help keep this word being preached on the air. I'm inviting you to partner with me to change lives all over South Florida. If you would say, yes, Pastor Jason, I want to help you, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to mytruthchurch.com and click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Will you do that for me? Mytruthchurch.com. Click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Help me keep this message of the truth being broadcast all across South Florida. I need your help now, and you can help by just going to mytruthchurch.com and clicking on the donate button. Now let's get back to the word again.
Psalm 68, 5 and 6 says this, a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy habitation. In other words, is God right here in the midst of us? Watch this. God sets the solitary in families. So that means that you could be here today. You could be an orphan. You could be a widow. You could be abandoned. You might not have nobody in your life. You might not have a spouse. You might not have no kids. You might be the only representation of anybody that you know that is here today. And God is saying, I love you so much, I took your solitary confinement and I put you in a house of believers in a congregation to be your family. Look at each other and say, hello, family. Hello, family. When God gave the covenant to Abraham, he carried it through Isaac, and then he carried it to Jacob. In Genesis 23, he said, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to increase you. And watch this, until you become a community of people. This is the word of God over this house. He says, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to increase you until you become a community of people. You know why he says until you become a community of people? Because once we become a community of people, that's when the Bible declares that the blessing overtakes us. God ain't got to bless us no more. The blessing starts chasing us down. The favor starts falling on us. And everywhere we go, every place we step, we bring the blessing of God with us. That's what happens when you get in community. Come on, amen. Number two, God's answer to loneliness is community. God's answer to loneliness is community. How many know most people in this room would have a major breakthrough if they just made some friends? I ain't talking about your 500 friends on Facebook. Come on, amen. Oh, I realize you got 500 friends on Facebook, and you put things on your wall, and they read your wall, and they know everything about you. No. They know everything that you want them to know about you. And then we post things like when it's our birthday. Oh, I want to thank all you 1,000 people for telling me happy birthday when 850 of them didn't really even know who you are. They just got a little notice that said it's their birthday today. And they went down and said, click, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. I'm so considerate, happy birthday. I mean, thank God for Facebook, but really. I'm talking about real friends, people that you know, not just what you frame your life up to make them know, but people that know you, that have held your hand through desperate times, that have been there for you to pray with you, that have done life with you. One of the most valuable things you ever have in this Christian life is to be able to do life with people. That might help you even more, to do life with people that are different than you. I mean, our relationships make a big difference in a lot of people's lives, including mine. I love making friends. I've heard this said many times, pastors are some of the loneliest people in the world because they have to always be a pastor. Thank God that's not one of my problems. I probably exposed too much of my weaknesses to some of y'all. Some people have left over it, but I can't help it. I feel like I need to be transparent. And if I'm weak in an area, then you ought to pray for me. Help me overcome. I know I'm fat and overweight. I don't like it. Can I be real? I don't like it. I want to overcome. I want you to pray for me. I ain't going to get up here and act like, well, I'm ordained of God, and that's okay if I'm fat, but you can't be. God gave me extra grace to carry weight. No, I got weaknesses. I struggle. We all do. That's why relationships are important, not relationships where we condemn each other, but relationships where we lift each other up and pray for one another. Huh?
And not the phone call prayer. Oh, you won't believe this. Pastor said he was fat in church. We just really need to pray for him. He is pretty fat. I mean, if that ain't prayer, that's gossip. Better check your heart. Boy, if I was that big, I don't know how I could ever get up behind the pulpit and preach. Yeah, come on. Is this too real? Y'all all right? This is what you get at Truth Church. You get real.
That's right.
It ain't just, listen, there's people in here that work certain jobs and they can't trust people because of their profession. They always look at everybody with that kind of one look in their eye. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 24 says this, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. You know what this basically says? It says Jesus is coming soon. We should be hanging out all the time together having fun. Encouraging one another, praying for one another, making time for one another, going out of our way for each other, taking each other out to eat, and once in a while picking up the tab. Woo! I felt the anointing right there. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got to learn how to do that. That means when I see you, I should be encouraging you to live the life. And you should be encouraging me to live the life. We shouldn't get together and complain about all our wounds. We should get together and encourage each other. Huh? To be the person that God has called us to be. Stir up Christ like the nature that's on the inside of us. Help each other engage life by faith. Build each other up. When one of us has a problem, that means all of us have a problem. Don't stay home and isolate. Pray. When I pray for you guys, I say, Lord, if there's something going on in their life, reveal it to me. Sometimes he does, and I don't know what it is. I just feel this little like, And I'll just send a text message out to people every now and then and say, you know, you're on my heart today. God put you on my heart. I'm just thinking about you. I want you to know I'm praying for you. I don't even know what it is. But you know what? 9 times out of 10 when I do that, they write me back and go, oh my God, I was having a terrible day. Thank you, Pastor. You just don't know what that means to me today. And it's always Holy Spirit stuff because you know what? We need to encourage each other.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional here on the Treasure Coast. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Well, that was nice. We just had a sister come by the station. Karen drove up from Jupiter sharing a little story with us about a Bible that she and her mother received here some